Isso.
In an annual report on the Czech Republic presented this week, Moody's Investors Service left the country's rating unchanged from last year, awarding it an A1 credit ranking. Likewise, their outlook for the future remained positive. In the review, Moody's commended the Czech Republic on its recent public finance reforms. They predicted that this year Czech GDP will be down on the previous couple of years, but still above the golden 5%. They set inflation for 2007 at 2.9%. Less promising is Moody's forecast for the government's public spending deficit, which it, alongside the Czech Ministry of Finance, sees rising from last year's figure of 2.9% GDP.
This week saw prizes being handed out to the Czech Republic's Retailers of the Year. At the awards ceremony organised by GE Money Multiservice, Tesco reigned supreme for the third time in 4 years. The firm picked up Best Hypermarket, while Best Supermarket was won by the Albert chain. Tesco was voted the best place to buy shampoo or toothpaste, while Obi was declared Best Gardening and DIY chain. Winners were picked according to market research conducted by Incoma Research alongside the opinions of a panel of experts. Top on the public's list of retailers was Lidl Low Cost Supermarket, which won in the discount chain category, while the panel of experts gave Tesco the most votes overall.
Meanwhile, research conducted by KPMG and released on Wednesday showed that shoplifting in the Czech Republic was a problem setting Czech businesses back billions of crowns a year. The study found that customers were responsible for 43% of thefts, while staff accounted for 15% of the losses. Last year, the Czech Republic occupied an unenviable first place in an EU poll of countries that suffer the most from shoplifting. While the average losses caused by shoplifting amount to 1.24% of a European firm's annual turnover, this figure is closer to 1.42% here in the Czech Republic. A spokesperson for two of the country's leading supermarkets, Albert and Hypernova, attributed the prevalence of shoplifting in the Czech Republic to the fact that, under Czech law, stealing goods worth less than 5,000 crowns, that's $250, is not a punishable offence.
And finally, wine producers have got something to cheer about this week. Wine consumption in the Czech Republic is up by a third since 1993, when it stood at 11.5 litres per person per year. On Thursday, Martin Pucek of the Czech Vine Growers and Wine Producers Association, SVCR, predicted that this year Czechs would be quaffing closer to 17.5 litres of wine each. While this figure is still below the EU average of 32 litres of wine per person per year, consumption in the Czech Republic is growing steadily, in stark contrast to the situation elsewhere in Europe. All in all, not bad for a nation of beer lovers. If you've just